Montpelier's Gabe Harder is a junior at U32 High School and is April's Student Composer Showcase on VPR Classical, produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online mentoring program. I'm Kari Anderson, and to begin, I asked Gabe about his symphonic poem, which was recently performed by his colleagues in the Vermont Youth Orchestra and was inspired by a very dramatic natural scene.
I was sitting on the hill that is the Johnson State College campus. There was a thunderstorm, actually, rolling in over the mountains. There were two hot air balloons, but they were drifting and kind of dipping down towards the lower part of the mountains as this thunderstorm is moving in, and I'm seeing it as hearing thunder, and it's just this really powerful moment. The sun is kind of setting and there's still light in the sky, but there's this big dark mass of clouds, and contrast is really inspiring.
What was it like writing for your peers, for your friends in the VYO?
Writing for my friends, that was really cool, actually. I started the piece in the summertime. Halfway through August, I was fortunate enough to have it played by the GMYS, Green Mountain Youth Symphony, who are also a lot of my friends and peers. So their feedback, their positive feedback, really inspired me. At the time, it was maybe 20 bars, 30 seconds of music. Really inspired me to continue writing the piece. And then writing for my peers in VYO was much the same thing.
Was there anything about it that you wish you had done differently, or what were your big takeaways?
The biggest takeaway, I think, is the experience. Writing a full piece for orchestra is just really awesome. After writing that piece, I get not only the experience of literally spending hours and hours and hours writing one piece, but the experience of writing for many different instruments, that many of which I don't play.
So how do the hours and hours and hours spent laboring over a composition compare to the hours you spend in a practice room with your instrument?
I think the hours spent in a practice room, or hours spent doing anything where you're focusing on creating something for yourself, something that's beautiful, anything artistic, I think there's a certain level of focus that is really unique to that activity. When I'm composing, there's this focus level that really just keeps me, that can keep me going for days even. It's just something that draws you once you find something like that, I think.
Is there any fear that comes with having your feeling and then having to let it go, you know, having to give it to the performer and then the audience takes it however they take it?
I think there's a certain amount of insecurity that comes with showing your art to people. I don't think I ever showed my dad a drawing of mine until I was at least in 8th grade or maybe 9th grade. And I think it's a little bit the same way with compositions, because you are putting a piece of yourself out there and you're trusting both the performer and the audience to see it in some way, either the way you see it, the way the performer sees it, or the way they see it. And that's part of the reason why I titled my piece for orchestra, Symphonic Poem in B Minor, is because I want the audience to take their own interpretation emotionally, and I want them to feel it in their own way.